Good day, Australia. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you the latest insights from the insurance industry down under. First up, a futuristic prediction. The rise of autonomous vehicles, those self-driving tech marvels, could soon have a major impact on our insurance policies. This comes from Howden Re's recent Shaping the Future of Risk report. Typically, in a car accident, liability falls on the drivers. But as vehicles become more autonomous, the software developers, manufacturers, and suppliers will find themselves involved in claims. It's a complicated realm, with complications predicted not just in identifying who's at fault when things go wrong, but in the entire process of claiming. By 2030, it's expected that half of our new vehicles will be electric, many with self-driving capabilities. What does this suggest? The definitions of driver error and machine malfunction could be set for a reshuffle. Let's pivot now to the ever-evolving digital landscape. Cybersecurity firm Coalition has just launched Coalition Re, an innovative intermediary adding a new layer to managing cyber risks. This platform aims to provide precise pricing of reinsurance contracts and provide deep insights into cyber risks. It seems cybersecurity threats don't just keep our IT teams awake at night, but our insurers too. By helping carriers understand and mitigate these risks, Coalition hopes to bring some peace of mind in an increasingly interconnected world. In our next story, we move from complex tech to a straightforward tale of parking and policy. A theft claim was recently rejected by Asguas after a homeowner's car was whisked away from her narrow suburban street in the wee early hours of the morning. Despite the contention that a different parking spot wouldn't have stopped the theft, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority upheld the insurer's rejection. At the heart of it lies a simple condition. Their policies don't cover vehicles left on the street during certain overnight hours. The lesson here? Keep your insurer informed about your parking arrangement changes to avoid disappointments. Lastly, we turn to travel insurance. After a scheduled flight from Palermo to London was canceled due to the flight crew's exceeded working hours, a traveler was left with an insurance claim rejection from Lloyd's Australia. They argue their policy doesn't cover disruptions due to crew timing issues. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority sided with the insurer, ruling that crew hour limits are not equivalent to industrial strikes or accidents. That being said, the traveler did receive a payout under a different clause for delays over 6 hours. The lesson here serves as a reminder to always, always know the ins and outs of your policy. And there you have it, Australia, your weekly insurance news wrap delivered. Navigate to our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for more news and personal and business insurance solutions. This is Paige Estrotori, signing off for Wednesday, September 11th, 2024. Stay informed and stay insured, Australia.